Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. With topics and information about healthy living, here's Dr. David Wick.
Do you suffer from chronic headaches? You thought they would go away, but they just keep coming back. If so, come see me, Dr. David Wick of the Holistic Chiropractic Center. I'll work with you to reduce or even eliminate your headaches. Call 651-342-2083. At last, we're enjoying summer. For many of us, that means more activity outdoors. But even if we're driven indoors by summer's heat, there are important things we need to keep in mind. First of all, indoors or out, we need to stay well hydrated. Air conditioning, by helping control humidity, also has a drying effect on us. Drink lots of water. If you're outdoors, the combinations of sweating, breathing, and talking all use up our water reserves, so it's important to replenish water frequently. Other fluids may be helpful, but water is far and away the best. Some fluids, such as caffeine and alcohol, actually have dehydrating effects and can predispose people to heat-related injuries. It's best to stay away from those if you're spending much time outdoors in the heat. During the summer, there are all kinds of reasons to enjoy activities, perhaps as a spectator or perhaps as a participant. In either scenario, it's important to keep your muscles and joints in good shape. If you're lured into a game of softball, for instance, or playing with your grandchildren, plan time to warm up and cool down, just like you would any workout. Even gardening and yard work are workouts that require warm-ups and stretching of one's back, shoulders, upper legs, and wrists. Just a few minutes of brisk walking with your arms swinging can prepare you for stretching. Then, as you stretch, remember that stretching should not be painful. You should only stretch as far as your comfort allows. You might feel resistance, but you shouldn't feel pain. Also, stretching should be done without jerking or bouncing movements. Your goal is a nice, steady motion to a position that is held for 15 seconds or so. A good stretch for the upper leg starts seated with one knee straight, that foot out ahead of you, and the other knee bent with the foot tucked in toward you. Lean forward until you feel a gentle stretch of the muscles in the back of the thigh for about 15 seconds. Switch so that you can stretch the other leg. Next, stand up, balance in such a way that you can bend one knee, grabbing your ankle and pulling your heel toward your backside. Hold that position for 15 seconds and repeat with the other leg. A great stretch for the arms and back is done standing. Weave your fingers together above your head with your palms facing upward. Lean to one side for 10 seconds, and then toward the other side for 10 seconds. You can repeat the stretch two or three times to help loosen things up nicely. After that, wrap your arms around yourself and turn your upper body to one side, stretching as far as you can comfortably go. Hold that position for 10 seconds, and then turn the other way, reversing the stretch for another 10 seconds. You can repeat this another two or three times. Whatever your activity is, take frequent breaks to drink water and prevent overuse injuries. Now, I know that's a lot to absorb all at once, and the good news is that these tips are archived at drdavidwick.com should you wish to refresh your memory.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.